Thank you for calling Charger Electric. This is Lewis.
Hi, Lewis. This is Nikki from Local Splash. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, Nikki?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. And yep, I'm calling with regards to your scheduled line interview, and this call will take about 40 to 45 minutes. It's now still a good time.
Yes, ma'am. I have this time set aside for you.
Gotcha. Sounds great. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Luis, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal with today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so your team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I see it here, Luis, that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the security question with Nadine. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. All right. So I got it here. Your business name is called Charger Electrical and Air Conditioning Services. Is that correct?
Yes, that is the name I operate under. The parent company is actually L&V Electrical and Air Conditioning LLC. But Charger Electrical and Air Conditioning is what the customers will see.
Okay. So Charger Electrical Services LLC, this is the business name that you have on your documents?
Okay. Charger Electrical. I'm sorry. Read that back to me again.
Oh, the business name that I have here is Charger Electrical and Air Conditioning Services, correct?
Correct, not LLC.
Okay. That's Charger Electrical and Air Conditioning Services, LLC.
Yes, that's
okay. And the address that I have on here, let me just pull it up. That's 115 Estate Drive, Houma, Louisiana, 70364.
Correct.
And is this a home address or an office location?
I have a home office.
Mm-hmm. All right.
My home address.
Gotcha. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
You do, and I am.
All right. And will you be able to read to me your business license number and expiration date?
All right, my business license number is 61665.
Mm-hmm.
Expires June 17th of 2026.
Gotcha. I got here 61665 expires on 17th of June 2026. Thank you so much for this.
Mm-hmm. Confirm that license.
Okay.
I just put it in yesterday when I was doing my profile setup. So let me confirm that that is the right number. Yes, 61665. That's correct.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for this. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Will Google heavily rewards verified addresses with better local rankings? Are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide it?
I would prefer to hide it.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and hide it for you. And I just want to make sure, Louise, can you receive mail at this address?
I do, but I also have a P.O. box for my business.
Gotcha. Will you provide me your P.O. box?
P.O. box. Number 20211. It's also here in Houma, Louisiana, 70360.
That's 70360.
Correct.
Okay, that's P.O. Box number 20211, Houma, Louisiana, 70360.
Yes, ma'am. That's where we receive our business mail.
Gotcha. business mails here. And later in the call, Louise, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number? That's 985-665-8155, correct?
No, ma'am. That's 8115.
Oh, 8115. Yep, got it here. Thank you so much for that. And I see that Nadine left a note for me that you have a business number.
I do. My business number
is 985-360-3034.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I just want to make sure, are we going to set up your call tracking with this business number?
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. All right. But when we have concerns, can we call you through the business number or through your phone number that ends with 8115?
You can call me at 8115.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And I just want to make sure, Louise, that I got your correct email address, and that's lvalure@chargeelectric.com.
Chargeelectric.com.
Okay, so let me have it here. It's chargeelectric.com. All right.
Correct.
So this is your domain name, right? Chargeelectric.com?
It is, yes.
Mm-hmm. Let me just pull it up real quick. Oh, I see. So I see that the site is under construction.
Yes, ma'am. They're supposed to provide me a temporary site until my new website is up.
Gotcha. Yep. So since you don't have any website for now, we will create a temporary site for you. And since we'll be creating a website, let me go ahead and check some domain name for you to choose from, okay? So
okay.
Let me just pull up some domain name for you. We have it here. Okay. And I always suggest that you have a shorter domain name, so it's going to be easier to remember. Do you have any domain name in mind so I can go ahead and check if it's available?
No, I do not. I prefer something, at least some part of the company name in it.
Okay. So let's try. So your domain name already was Charger Electric. Let me see what I can have for you. Okay.
So we're not using the same domain because I own that domain.
Yep. The thing is, you own this domain, and is someone already working on it, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And since someone is already working on it, that means to say that we will not be like applying my site. If you want us to create a new layout for your domain name, that means to say you will provide us domain access. Or since we'll be creating a temporary site for you, would you like me to have you a domain name that is chargeelectric.net? So once your website is available, we can take this down.
Yes, that'll be fine.
Okay, we have chargeelectric.net as your domain name. And also, even if you have any different domain name, if ever you want to keep the domain name, if ever you cancel your services, you can have this for $99, okay?
Okay.
So now let's have a temporary site for you that's chargeelectric.net. And since we'll be creating a website for you, Louise, I'm going to ask you a few questions with the site that you would like for my website team to create, okay?
All right.
All right. So what brand colors would you like on your site?
My colors are my company colors are yellow and black.
Yellow and black.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what are the top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
Okay. I do electrical services, residential.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I also do electrical services, commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I do home standby generators.
Home standby generators?
Yes.
Okay.
I do HVAC,
mm-hmm.
residential.
Okay.
and HVAC commercial.
Okay. So we have here residential electrical services. We have commercial electrical services, home standby generators, residential HVAC services, and commercial HVAC services, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented in your site?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented in your website?
Nothing that I have currently. I have
okay.
I have that through my, you know, my photos and stuff like that. So, but I don't have that available just now.
Yeah, that's okay. We can actually add it anytime if you have spare time later or tomorrow, whichever works best. Okay.
Okay.
And would you like to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos?
I don't know if I have anything like that.
If you don't have any, you can skip it for now. Anyways, you can add it later. And anyways, it's a temporary website. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's no for now. And do you have reviews outside Google that you would like to be displayed in your site?
Besides my Google reviews, I've got a few reviews, you know, on Angie Leads that I use.
Okay, so you got from Angie's. Let me see if Nadine left a link for me from Angie's, and we can use that for the reviews.
Okay.
And do you want to include any special offers, deals, and promotions on your site?
Not at the moment.
Okay, yes, we can skip it for now. And would you like to enable online payments on your site?
Not at this time.
Okay, would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
No.
All right. Is there any special features that you would like to add on your site? For example, have you heard of AI chat widget?
I've heard of it, but I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. Would you like to try it on your site or no?
No, not. This is just, like I said, this is just a temporary site, so it's
gotcha.
Not anything that I need to
mm-hmm.
do just now.
Gotcha. All right. So, yep, maybe we can skip the other things and just skip a temporary site up and running. So, let me see. Okay. Is there anything specific you want to see on your website that maybe we can add on your temporary one?
Let's see. I mean, I am a Generac, you know, certified dealer, you know, so I don't know if there's, you know, something like that that we can put in there.
Okay. Do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site?
Well, not at this time. Like I said, this is going to be temporary, so
okay.
The only certifications I would have, you know, that I would provide would be my Generac certifications. But, like I said, I don't think this temporary site is going to be active long enough to
gotcha.
Worry about that.
Okay, yep, that's okay. Anyways, it will also serve as, like, a backup plan for your website in case your website guy will not be able to create it in time, okay?
Right, okay.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And anyways, yeah. If you would like to have a deeper conversation about your site layout or advanced features, just in case, we can always book you a call with our website team, okay?
Okay. Like I say, once
all
I
right.
see what the temporary site looks like, then I'll probably have a better idea of any
yep.
changes I would like to make.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you so much for that. And now let's set up your call tracking, Luis. So call tracking is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line. So your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see, which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Stash app using your primary or phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the call tracking number that my team set up for you, Luis, and let me know if you're okay with this phone number so I can go ahead and finalize it, okay?
All right.
All right, so they got here the phone number for you. That's 985-236-0133. Are you okay with this?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, after we end this call, I will do a test call to this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine, and we will set it up with a phone number that ends with 3034, your business line. All righty. And also,
I'm sorry, Nick. Mm-hmm. Could give me that tracking number again, please.
Yep. So the tracking number that I have for you, it's 985-236-0133.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Anyways, you will receive an email and with regards to your call tracking, okay?
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. And also, Luis, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice reading? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, and we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Charger Electrical and Air Conditioning Services. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
Yes, I think I would.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you want to do a female voice or a male voice?
We can do a female voice.
Okay, yep. And are we going to have the sample provided, or would you like to provide your own message to be recorded?
No, I'll let you provide that.
Gotcha. Anyways, as I have mentioned, Luis, with just the $19 one-time payment, you can always ask for changes anytime, okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. And, ooh, amazing. I see that you are already using a Google Workspace. Sounds great. So your email is actually matches your domain name, and that builds immediate trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized. So that sounds good. So now, Luis, we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide electrical services. Is that correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And also HVAC services, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what's the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Probably the electrical. That is, higher volume of my business is electrical, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll promote that.
Okay. So do you want it to be found first with the keyword electrician or electrical services?
Yes.
Okay, we have electrician. All right. Anyways, I'm adding here the keywords that you have mentioned earlier, like the top services that you actually want to feature in your homepage. So we do have the electrical, residential electrical services, commercial electrical services, and we have residential HVAC, commercial HVAC services, and home standby generators. But I'll try to get you a good keyword for that. But anyways, Luis, I have pulled up some top-performing industry keywords for you. Let me know if you're okay with this keyword. And let me just have it here. Okay. So let me know if you want to add or change any, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy, just to if you want to make updates, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I do have these keywords for you. We have here electrician. We have electrical contractor, electrical services, emergency electrical services, We already have the residential and commercial electrical services. We have electrical repairs, electrical wiring, rewiring services, electric outlet installation, lighting installation, electrical fixture installation, ceiling fan installation, electrical panel installation, main panel upgrades. We also have here circuit breaker replacement, generator installation, EV charger installation, surge protector installation, and electrical inspection services. Are you okay with all these keywords?
Yes.
Okay. And for HVAC, do you want me to add here HVAC contractor, HVAC repair, HVAC installation, HVAC maintenance, HVAC replacement?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Also, I already added the residential and commercial HVAC services, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other keywords or services that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
Well, I would like to have some keywords that promote my generator business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For your generator business. So...
Yeah.
Let me see.
So you'd be like, generator installation, generator maintenance, generator service and repair, things, something like that.
Okay. Yep, we can add those. So let me just generator services. So we have here generator installation, generator repair. Let me see. I'll try to pull up the best keywords for generator for you. So that's generator repair, generator installation, generator maintenance.
Yes.
Okay. Do you also do generator replacement?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let me try to check another... best keywords. You also do commercial generator services and residential generator installation?
Yes.
And services? Okay. Do you have any other keywords that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Yep. Anyways, Louise, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, please reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Not really sure. I mean, I've got a lot of experience. You know, I'm local. This is my home, and so all of my experience is here. excuse me.
Or how about this? You mentioned that this is locally owned and operated, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that is actually very helpful for the business around your area. So, do you offer free estimates?
I do.
Okay, sounds great. Is this a family-owned business?
It is.
Okay, and you mentioned about years of experience. How many years of experience do you have?
Myself, personally, I've been in the industry for over 50 years.
Oh, wow. So let me highlight that for you, that your years of experience sets you apart from your competitors. Who beats experience, right? So let me have it here.
I haven't been for that long, but that is my experience. I'm third generation electrical and HVAC technician. And so I've been doing this my entire life.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. We have a very good start, a good description for you. And do you have a mission statement?
I've never
created a mission statement. I've always fancied myself, is promoting, personal service. As a small business, I know my customers and stuff like that, and my customers have access to me.
All right. So let me see. If you don't have an mission statement for now, do you want to hear what I prepared for you?
Sure.
Okay. So I got it here for you, Louise. I charge your electrical and air conditioning services. We strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here at Charger Electrical and Air Conditioning Services, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The last one is at Charger Electrical and Air Conditioning Services, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. So do you like anything from the three mission statements that I've prepared?
Let me hear the first one again.
Okay, so the first one is Charger Electrical and Air Conditioning Services. We strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services.
All right, and let me hear the third one again, please.
The third one is at Charger Electrical and Air Conditioning Services. We provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism.
All right, I think number three, right?
You can have this. And do you have a tagline or slogan?
I do. It's on my business cards. Never feel powerless again.
Right? Okay.
And that's kind of a throw towards my generator side. I picked that up when we started doing generators about 20 years ago. That's the tagline that is on my business cards and, my logo and everything. So.
Okay, so that's never fear powerless again.
Never feel powerless.
Feel. Okay. Never feel powerless again.
Right.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you so much for this. That's a good catch for your tagline. And how many years have you been in business?
Charger Electric has been around since 2014. So I've been in business for, 12 years as Charger Electric. My history goes back farther than that. I was, my father had a business that I worked for many years and all like that. And I took over on his passing and we closed his business and we started Charger.
Gotcha. All right.
Business as an entity, Charger's been around since 2014.
Okay. Here. All right. Don't make a note here that the business started 2014, but you have around 50 years of experience.
That's correct.
Okay. This is a very, very good description that we have, 50 years of experience. And how many people work with your company?
Currently, there's five with myself.
Mm-hmm. That's five. And you work with residential and commercial, as you have mentioned earlier.
Yes.
So you do both. And I just want to confirm, Louise, that I got here your correct hours of operation. So it's just from Monday through Friday, so that's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays and Sundays are closed. Is that correct?
As far as our office hours, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And let me see. Okay, I think you have updated the types of payment that you do accept. So you do Visa, MasterCard, Discover Cash, financing, American Express, and check.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if it helps as far as our financing. We use Synchrony Bank as our financing service.
Gotcha. I'll note it here that you do Synchrony Bank or financing. All right. So now that we have your business registration, Luis, we do have two options for you. The first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And the second option, and the first option is actually the best that we offer. The second option, Luis, is listing your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you the second option because blanketing 100 of the directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer?
We'll stick with the first option. I already get enough spam calls.
Yep. So, all right, let's work with the first one. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key assets for booking high-value jobs. So, yep, I see here that your business is located in Yuma, Louisiana. So for this, Luis, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? Also, I would like to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Yes.
Okay. Can you provide me your specific cities or zip codes that you would like to dominate? And it should be under 2 hours driving distance so that your Google Business Profile will not get suspended, okay?
Okay.
All right. So can you provide me the cities or zip codes?
Okay. Well, let's try the cities because there's 3 zip codes right here just in this city.
Gotcha. All right. Just work with cities.
All right. So we'll say Houma.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the first. Thibodeau.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Most of the other areas around here are kind of unincorporated. We'll say Raceland.
We have Raceland.
La Rose. And Morgan City.
We have Morgan City.
Yes.
Okay, so I got here Houma, Thibodeau, Raceland, La Rose, and Morgan City.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And that leads me to my next question. Do you know if you have a Google Business Profile?
I do not know.
Okay. Let me see. I think Nadine left a link that you do have an existing Google Business Profile. It has your business number on it. Let me just check to make sure that 985-360-3034. That's 985. Okay. Are you familiar with the business name Charger Electrical Services LLC?
Yes, that was a previous, that was my original LLC that I started in 2010. After my father's business closed. And then 3 years later, we started a new LLC, but we kept the Charger name as a DBA. So yes, Charger Electrical Services LLC. That is also me.
Okay, and it was set on the address 8966 East Park Avenue, Houma, Louisiana 70363.
That was my address, yes.
Okay, and do you still have access to this Google Business Profile?
I wouldn't know how to get to it. This was all set up by someone else.
Okay. So let me see. Actually, your business name, Let me just check it here real quick. Because we need the names to match in case we need to do a verification with Google. Since you mentioned that this was your old business name that has a different LLC, I just want to make sure you do have a different documents, business documents that has charger, electrical, and air conditioning services on the business name, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, are we going to work on this Google business profile, or are we going to create a new one?
I'd say we just create a new one.
Okay. Yep. Actually, it was set up with a different address anyways and a different business name. So... I will also ask our website team what would be the best option to do, but for now, let's see if we will create a new one, okay? I think that was also a good option since we were setting you up with a different address. Okay, so we can create a new Google Business Profile for you and optimize it, okay? So Google will require one of your verifications and chooses the verification method. It's either video, phone, email, or postcard, and your assistance is essential for success. So most commonly, you'll verify with a short video tour. Just show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management, and we will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy. You mentioned that you do have business cards, right?
I do.
Okay, because that will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're a service area business. And in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions. And to get your Google Business Profile verified, let me see. I think you have already uploaded some business documents, correct?
I have, yes.
Yep. So we actually sent you the email that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So we ask you to provide us pictures of the following, that's tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and birthplace. And to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email or upload it to your dashboard as what you have already done. Okay? And we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed. Also, Luis, one growth feature that we offer is a weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Yes, ma'am. As long as there's no extra cost, I'm all good.
All right. I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it is very helpful with the optimization of your Google Business Profile. Anyways, if you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, Luis, you can always edit or delete it to your dashboard, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, also with regards to your Google Business Profile, I will let our Google team know that you do have an existing Google Business Profile from your old business. Okay, but you have a new business name with a document on it, so I will let them know. So if the best option is to create a new one, then we'll go ahead and create a new one. If we can work on your old Google Business Profile, we will check what we can do to gain access, or we will try to call you back with regards to that, okay?
Okay.
Because I want to make sure that our Google team works with the best option for you. All right. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
No.
Okay, so if you don't have a Yelp page.
I say no. I mean, I did have one at one time, but I don't know if it's still active.
Okay. Do you remember when was it created? Was it like years ago?
Yes, it was some years ago.
Okay, so that means to say you don't have any access to it already?
That's correct.
Oh, or maybe it was a different business name, right?
Possibly, yes.
Gotcha. All right. So, yep, if you don't have any Yelp page, that's nothing to worry because we can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized. But you need to have a call tracking number with us, which we already opted in, so we'll be able to complete the Yelp page creation, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So would you like us to go ahead and create a Yelp page for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So let me just note it here that we will create a Yelp page. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
I do not. I spoke with Nadine the other day, I have a personal Facebook page.
Okay.
All right. Not really active in Facebook, but I do have a presence. And what Nadine said was that we can create a business page from my personal page.
Yes. That is actually the thing.
And that y'all will be able to help me with that.
Okay, yep. So with regards to that, Louise, creating a Facebook business page is a required first step for Facebook ads and foundational digital marketing. So she's right. You just need to set up a basic page. Just set up a basic page and we will take care of the rest. Just add the business name and the category, okay? The thing about this, Louise, the reason why we encourage you to create the business Facebook page yourself so you will have the full ownership. And Nadine is right, you need to have a personal Facebook page before you can create a business Facebook page. Because the Facebook business page needs to be created from a personal Facebook. Okay? So,
okay.
Let me see. Would it be okay if I'll send you an email on how to create a basic Facebook business page and then add this as an admin so we can work on your Facebook ads?
I would like that, yes.
Okay. And if you have questions or need assistance, just let me know, okay? So
okay.
I'm sending you an email that says action needed, create your Facebook business page. That will set as a reminder of the things that you need to do. All right. So let me send it to you real quick. And I do see that you have Facebook ads included in your strategy, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So once you create your basic Facebook page, add this as an admin so we can work on your Facebook ads, so our Facebook team can work on your ads on a correct timeline. Okay. And let's talk about your Facebook ads. Would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign or have a creative team handle this?
I'll probably let y'all handle that at first until I'm more comfortable with how that process works.
Gotcha. All right. No worries about that. So I will have a creative team handle this. But you do have a lot of photos that you can send, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds good. That is very helpful. And I really suggest, Louise, that you keep on uploading photos on your dashboard whenever you have new photos from your projects. Because that is going to be very helpful with the optimization process, okay?
Yes.
All right, so I'll note it here that you will have you have a lot of photos that you can send. And there are three lead response methods for your Facebook ads. We have a form sales, calls, and Facebook Messenger, but you can only choose one, okay? But what
okay.
we recommend, Louise, is the form sale, where your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger. But what we recommend is the form fill because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. And also, most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use? Form fill, call, or the messenger?
We will do form fill.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Let's work with the form fill. And I just see, Louise, that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly where and where prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. Investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add this anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right. And you have a very good product? I mean, you do have Google Verified, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm a good fan of a Google Verified. So, have you received the Google Verified application form? Because it is important for you to fill it in as soon as possible.
I don't know if I've received that yet. I've received quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that I've actually received a Google application form.
Okay.
Now, I did get a call yesterday from someone. It was a call that I missed. It had to do with, my Google presence or something like that. But I wasn't sure it was a legitimate call. And I did not get to call back.
Okay. All right. Actually, it was sent through an email that says, Google Verified campaign begins, charger, electrical, and air conditioning services. It was sent on the 6th of March, but I can resend it for you, so it will be on the top of your email. Okay?
Okay, yes, because otherwise I was going to scroll back and see if I can find it. I know I tried as much of this as I could, but some of it I just, feel comfortable trying to do it on my own.
Yeah, so let me just resend it to you so you will have it here. Okay, so that's Google Verified campaign begins. Let me just send it real quick. Okay, so you should receive it in a while also. And on that email, there's a link that says application form. So that is just where you have to tap on the link and finish the application form if you have time, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And I just want to confirm that the categories you have chosen for your Google Verified is actually either electrical or HVAC, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed?
I'm sorry. Repeat that last bit.
Yes. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, Monday through Friday. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed? Can we call you anytime if we have concerns?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a logo?
I do.
Okay, sounds great. So if you do have a logo, you can also send it to us or upload them to your dashboard or app.
I did that.
Oh,
yes,
you already did. Yep, I see. You already did. Thank you so much for that, Louise. And let me see. All right. So you will see several important emails from us soon. First, should be your keywords list, the one that we just had earlier. And let us know if you want to add or adjust, just reply to the message. And if you have project photos, videos, or logos, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app, which you already did. And even doing that, we use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yes.
All right. And your client dashboard login, which you should have received and you're already using, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and complaint progress from anywhere on any device. And
yeah.
Let's talk about the time frame. Mm-hmm.
Nikki, can I put you on hold for just a second?
Yeah, sure.